Good evening. The topic of our chat show tonight is new technology and children. I'm happy to welcome Mrs. Goldring, who is a school psychologist, Mr. Boyd, who comes from the gaming industry, 11-year-old Emma from Bush Comprehensive School, and Mrs. Fisher, one of many worried parents. Mrs. Fisher.
Oh, yes, my son is 11 and he spends all day playing games or surfing the net. I'm very upset about it.
Why'd you get upset?
I think he spends too much time on his computer and doesn't get enough exercise. It's not good for his eyes. Also, I'm worried about his safety online.
What do you say to that, Mrs. Goldring?
A lot of parents come to me with that problem. Being online can be dangerous. I believe the most important thing is to talk about it. You have to warn your children about the dangers in the same way you warn them when they go swimming or riding their bike. You also have to set a time limit for children when they play games or surf the net.
What do you think, Emma? You spend at least 2 hours on the computer every day.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. The internet helps me with learning and doing my homework. I also use it for downloading music and watching video clips. But I promised my parents not to join any social networking site. I know I mustn't give out any personal information or post a photo. I also know I mustn't meet up with anyone I meet online.
How do you know these things?
We talk about it with our teachers at school. My parents also keep repeating it. At school, we mustn't join any of the chat rooms. Anyway.
Do you play games?
Yes, I do, but not online.
A lot of people say that most of the games are violent. What do you say, Mr. Boyd?
Yes, some of them are. But all the games in Britain are rated, which means you know how old children should be to play them. However, there are some very good games that make you think faster or that teach you new skills. Some teachers use them in their history, science, or maths classes.
Do you think that playing games makes children aggressive?
It's hard to tell. I think the problem is that children spend too much time gaming and they don't hang out with other children. In that way, they don't know how to talk about their feelings or they don't know how to solve problems they have with other children. The only way you can learn these skills is by spending time with others. Sitting alone in a room isolates you from the real world, from your friends and family. That's a bit worrying.
Thank you very much. Now let's have a look at the comments viewers are sending in.